and then I like, you know, hosting like a show, then the second sibling would come and present something. So I was like doing the stage management, and I was like recording, and I don't know what I was doing. But I am always very fascinated with the art of storytelling and talking. So yeah, I was always interested in that, but I was really, really good at science and math. So I was really, because in India, you have to like choose your like sort of major in your 11th and 12th grade. So you sort of like pick your major at that point. And I picked a science major, like, which is like a mini engineering sort of thing. So like, I was going to be an engineer, but then I was like, there's like an all India exam for engineering. So you have to like get like a certain cutoff. Then I got that cutoff. I was like, yeah, I'm going to study engineering and, you know, be a, I don't know, computer scientist or something. But I always had this thing in me that, no, I don't want to do a desk job. I want to talk to people. What about that part of me? And my parents were, again, I'm so privileged to say, were supportive of me. And they were like, you, if you are working hard and we can see that you're a focused kid, do whatever you want to do. So I was like, sure, that's amazing. And we started looking at some, you know, communication, media studies and journalism programs around the world. But the pandemic hit in that year. So we were like, oh, maybe not international. We should just like stay closer to home because the conditions are not good and all those things. But it was like a whole search, research, looking into universities that offered this program. So yeah, it's kind of like a very long story, but that's like a different part of me. That is why whenever I see like, because you have to take like a B science, like a breadth in science course, I always put physics and chemistry in my course card, but then I have to drop it because like they have three labs, and like it means that you have to give them 3 days, and it's mostly on the Surrey campus, and I don't like to go on the Surrey campus. So I just drop it. Like I always choose them and I always drop them. Like I just, and also the research lab that I worked in was, you have to like go through the physics department to go into the lab. And whenever I enter that physics department, it's just like all those emotions really like I built up into me, and I'm like, oh God, like, wish that was my second life, but that is not. So on that note, maybe I can just play a song and then we can talk about, because I really want to know as to what sort of like writing skills do you employ as you start getting all those like upper division and four units courses. How do you do that? Because for me, it has been a different journey, but I would love to learn as to how you proofread, what sort of techniques you apply whenever you're writing a paper or doing like a final. What is like your study technique? We'll talk about that, but we'll have a short sort of song break in here. And I have picked Long Distance by Dream Reporter. I think I've played it before, but I think it is a good song, and the vocals of the artist is really, really strong. So I just want to play that. No particular reason.
Long distance is hard, baby. Hard enough without it in our hearts. Oh, 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 it doesn't feel like home, baby. I'm never home when we're still far apart.
lately. Let me be the one to put you at ease, maybe, maybe. Cause long distance is hard.
We don't need another song by Dream Reporter, so... But no, you were listening to Long Distance by Dream Reporter, and she talks about long distance, and I think you can like interpret it or the song in multiple ways. And for me, long distance could be long distance as in like a long journey that is ahead of you from your future goals, your interests, and so many different things. So it does not mean that you have to relate it with anything else, but yeah, that is one of my go-to songs when I feel like I just want to play some songs here. So yeah. But yeah, as I said before the song break, I really wanted to know what sort of like tools or skills you employ when you work in the final season, and then maybe towards the end we can talk about how there is a need to balance your mental health and your own self as you are writing through the finals. Because for me, I am such a perfectionist, everything has to be perfect, but that's not how the world works. So
I am really into research, so most of my papers involve a lot of reading, scholarly peer-reviewed articles, and mostly I've heard a lot of people use different softwares to read through them, but I just I can relate to you in this way. I'm a perfectionist as well, and I just cannot trust anywhere, not even AI, to do my stuff for me. So I read most of them myself. I just skim through it and I keep highlighting, and I make a different doc of all the important things of the highlighted parts. So I just copy and paste all the highlighted parts, and I label all the articles. So then I create an outline for what I want to write in each paragraph and what I'm covering. And I kind of try to relate the copy-pasted parts with which part I should put in which paragraph, and I just highlight it accordingly. Like something like in my last paper, I was doing the suggestions. I highlighted them in pink, and the problems they're facing, I highlighted them in green. So I just do it so it's very organized, and I can just leave my work and get right back into it without having to go through the process of organizing it again. And I just start, I don't really brainstorm that much while writing. I just type it in. I've seen a lot of people writing it on paper and then typing it in, but I feel like that's a bit too time consuming for me. So I just type it in directly. And the proofreading is the most boring part because I feel like whatever I'm writing, I'm not really reading that. I think I'm reading what I'm reading, but
you're just reading your own mind.
Yeah. And I just like just skip all the commas that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And just imagine all the does and us. So I feel like that's the most difficult bit for me. It's the most part that takes most of my time.
For me, like, I add so many commas and so many full stops without any reason. Like, why is that even a full stop? Like, whenever even like I text someone, like I'm sending something, there will be a full stop at the end of the sentence. Like, I'm so much into, like, I don't know why sometimes. But yeah, for me, I sort of like follow like a similar pattern there. I read a lot. Like, you don't have to read that much, honestly, to write the same thing that I write. But, like, I read a lot. And then I am, like, all confused because I have so many great ideas and I'm not as organized as you. So I guess it is really good that you're doing that. I don't do that. Then I get confused and I have, like, a crisis, an existential crisis for the paper. Like, where did I start and where it is going? Is the kind of question that I have. Like, I start with, let's say, Russia's policy with Canada, and I end up at the Arctic policy out of I don't know where. So like I am very because like for me in my brain there are always like two sections. Either an idea is like a research paper idea, so I could write so much about it, or it is like a news piece, so like a 500 to 600 word thing. So that's really how my brain functions. Even if I'm at the transit or something, I'm like, maybe people should write about this, or maybe this is a good piece of writing. So my brain always sort of like captures the ideas as they're happening, and I'm like, I want to write this, I want to write that. But I have so many ideas that it's sometimes difficult to narrow it down, which is why I really recommend or like really do is talking to my TAs and professors. And I am really into it. I'm like, this is what is happening with my paper, and this is all the research that I've had. Is there a specific direction would you think is more beneficial and aligned to the course? And then they can like direct you that, okay, yeah, you can take this approach and you can, you know, talk about this more and not really talk about this because it's not relevant, and so on and so forth. So I think for me, it's a lot of talking with the professors and like my supervisors in general, because yeah, I have so many ideas to put in. But other than that, I think for my study technique would be like focus hours for like an hour. But after that, maybe I need like a water break or like a bathroom break or something. And which is like very different when I take communication courses and when I take IS courses. When I'm taking communication courses, I'm like, oh, okay, I know what I'm doing here. For IS, it's because it's my minor, so I haven't taken as many courses in that. So I really get sucked into the whole of reading papers and learning more about the stuff. And I really like have to pull myself out and think, oh, is it relevant to my paper actually? Or it's an interesting piece, but I don't think this needs to be here. So I really struggle to get those things out of my paper, which are not very relevant, but I like them. Like, they are good lines. Like, I really struggle to cut out quotations because, like, I love them. But yeah, that is the sort of way it goes. I just keep reading. And even the professors are like, oh, Pranjali, you know, we are looking forward to your paper. And I'm like, me too. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know what's going to happen. So, but yeah, that is how my sort of like I make 1 hour of like slots and then I study. But if I get really into something, then I could like keep sitting and keep reading for like hours and hours. Like, really, it doesn't matter to me. Like, yeah, because I come from a science background. So the maximum or the maximum amount of time that I've sat for one reading session would be like around 10 hours. Like, I just be there for like 10 hours or 12 hours, just be sitting there. But I think with communications, I think I need more creative juices to flow in my brain. So I just like, you know, walk around something, listen to some good music. Taylor Swift is my go-to because like she will like shake up all the things in my brain and like search groovy vibes and all. So yeah. Taylor Swift always is my study buddy, sort of. Yeah, any techniques that you apply for, you know, maintaining a balance between school life and yourself? How do you do that?
I think the easiest answer would be I don't. I feel very overwhelmed, and most of the times, the moment I take a break is when I'm very, very near to a burnout. And it's a habit that I've been actively trying to change, but I haven't done it yet. I took one, like I needed a break last week, and I just took 2 days off for myself where I just read the book, did my stuff, but I was just alone and doing my things. And I think I vibed too much because now I have a paper due and I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
So my balance is definitely a bit off. I don't get enough sleep.
Me neither.
But and to cope for that, I snack too much. But apart from that, I'm still holding everything together.
That is the best part. What snacks are your go-to snacks for studying?
I think it would be something, you know, because it's a South Asian snack. So I think it would be bhujia.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I really like...
Is it the aloo bhujia or is it like
it's the aloo bhujia.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like let's explain it to the other audience. It's like, it's like crackers of some sort, but it's like potato based. I don't know how to explain that. It's like,
And it's very spice infused.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, it burns your tongue sometimes, but it's good. That's the best part of it. But for me, I think I have more like a sweet tooth. So, sorry. I love to have chocolates, like anything. Chocolate cake, chocolate fudge, chocolate cookie. Anything that has a chocolate content is my go-to snack. And also, like, my room in my apartment, that the basement that I am renting out is very near to the kitchen. So, really, like, I go crazy with my midnight snacks. One day, I was, like, literally cooking pasta, and my mom was like, did you see the time? And what are you even trying to do? And I was like, trying to turn the boiled pasta into lasagna at that point of time. I don't know what I was doing, but it turned out to be tasty. And a tip here, and if nothing turns out good, you just add slices of cheese into it and it's good.
It is.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I can really relate to that because I live with 5 people.
Yeah.
And so we have 2 fridges, one in the kitchen and one between 2 rooms. And my room happens to be the one nearest to it. So I just literally need to walk out of my room and there's a whole fridge standing for me there.
Yeah, just to have snacks. The random thing that I've done is like eaten like a whole cheese slice raw. Like, I do that and my mom is like, you would die. Don't do that too much. But yeah, I just like take those Valentino tomatoes, like they're small tomatoes, and I wrap cheese slice around it to make it healthy. It's not healthy, but you know, it does the work for us.
There's a tomato in it, you can't complain.
Exactly. Or if I put like a lettuce leaf inside it and then wrap cheese slice over it, like, yeah. But yeah, no, it's fun. Like, midnight studying is really fun. And yeah, that is the quietest time of the day. Like, you are just your own self vibing. And I would have the loudest and random Taylor Swift music at the time. Just like, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Oh. Trouble, trouble, trouble would be like screaming. Would be like coming out of my headphones. And like, yeah, I just live my life at that point of time.
Yeah, I repeat songs a lot, and I'm a huge fangirl of Halsey.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep repeating the same songs. And at one point, my sister just like comes into my room and she's like, okay, we all have heard it enough times. Like, what are you trying to do?
That is so true. My mom is like, she's like, oh, you can, you know, you can like turn the volume down, right? Sometimes you could do that. You don't want to be deaf, right? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? But no, I really enjoy midnight snacking and studying. But it is also like, especially in the spring and like the winter time, you just like, you take sheets on, right? So you like have your blanket or something, and it just like slowly you just like slide into the blanket, and you just like, even if you're sitting, you just like lie down. That is the best. I don't know, the best thing in life. Like, your feet are warm at the right temperature. Like, you have just eaten a piece of cheese slice. You have like a laptop on your stomach, and you're just like on the verge of sleeping. And then you get the best sleep of your entire life that position. That is so satisfying for me. But yeah, no, I really go into deep reading. I don't know why I do that, but like random. I was reading this work for my Russian foreign policy class, and I ended up reading about the oil reserves in Venezuela, like out of, I don't know where I started reading about that. So like, I just have this, I have so much curiosity, and I don't know, I'm so inquisitive at some times. But I'm also a very, very dead and silent person at times. I just like don't talk to people that I want to talk to. Like, I would be thinking about the person the whole time and they wouldn't talk to you because I don't want to. So really, it's not on you, it's just me. So.
Yeah, it's nice. I really like socializing and talking with people. Therefore, I'm here.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just like, I see my friends calling me and I stare at the phone and like wait for it to stop ringing and text them what's up.
I do that all the time. I have never, at least in the last 3 years, I've never taken a phone call.
Oh my God.
I've not taken it. I just used to like FaceTime my mom. That's it. Like no phone calls. Like if you call me, I'm not going to pick that. I would like end the call, decline the call and write, what do you need? Literally. Like you could text me. You don't have to call me. Like I don't want to talk. Even if I have to like make appointments, it's so awkward. Like you have to like mentally prepare before like making an appointment that, oh, my name is Pranjali and I want to make an appointment for Dash. Then even then you screw it up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, it's a very different experience. But yeah, what else I do is maybe looking for other like coping skills or mechanisms. For example, when you're like reading too much, you might want to like couple it with some writing. So if you mm-hmm. are into writing diaries and poems or something, maybe you can write that. Or people like to go for walks. I'm not a very sporty person, so I'm not into that. I'm just a couch potato. But if that is what helps you to balance your life and the school, definitely go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think walks help a lot, especially in here. And when the weather's this good, walks definitely help a lot. Although it's final season, I can't resort to snacking anymore right now because so the religion I'm from, Ramadan starting, we'll be fasting. So I just like cleared out. I ate all my snacks yesterday. I was like feeling so bloated. I was like, I need to finish the snacks because they can't go to waste.
Yeah, that is true. I actually finished all of my chocolates, and that's what I'm going to buy after the show. Because, like, I have to write the outline for the paper, which is due tomorrow. Like, the outline is due tomorrow. So, like, I really need to think. And for that, my two techniques are having a chocolate, eating a chocolate and having some coffee. That is my go-to thing to do. And, yeah, I think we are towards the end of our time here today. And I really want to thank you for joining us. And thank you for the listeners to really tuning in and listening us talk random things here. But I think that's what happens when two friends talk, right? You just like go off on different tangents without any reason. But any last thoughts before I play the last music and then we are good for the day?
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. I am so glad to be a part of this because I ramble to myself anyway, so it's better that with someone else. But yeah, I'm really glad to be here.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm going to play this song, which is called The Utmost Good, and it's by a trio band, which is called All We Are. And it's a 2015 album, and it is sort of like a electronic indie pop kind of thing. So, yeah, you guys listen to it, and maybe I will see you guys. I will tune in next week, and we will be talking a bit about different gender declarations in the Intravenous show, and I will be talking in my open slot about how do we communicate about the risks that are related with climate change, especially in the Global South. So stay tuned for that and listen to the last music.
Thank you. just not good enough.
Hello and welcome to Radio